Hello, hey, what it is, man? It's your boy, Young Mosey, baby, Prince Mosey, official rapper of the 7 Eagle Gang, you know all that. This is the official podcast, the Prince Mosey podcast. And y'all tuned in, man, you know, it's going to be very diverse. I want to have a lot of conversations. I wanna have a lot of inspiring conversations, a lot of enlightening conversations. Once we get these followers up, y'all can give me topics to talk about. Nothing carnal. This is a spiritual channel. You're now tuned in to the Lord of the Air, Young Mosey, baby. Okay, we're back. Before we get started today, I always want to start my podcast out with a prayer, with an inspired word by the Lord, and let Him lead me and guide me into the topics and the things that we're going to discuss today. This is the first podcast, so I didn't write anything down. This is pretty much just falling out of the air. So I ask that you all bow your heads and go on this spiritual journey with me. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just use my platform to perform your will, to bless all the listeners that are going to hear this, and that you just give an inspired word to them, Lord, from your humble servant. Use me as a tool, an instrument, a beacon of light for you, Lord. I thank you for everything that you've done for me. You brought me so far. I thank you for giving me the courage to follow my dream and to listen to that small voice inside of me and to tune out the negative voice. I thank you for that, Father. Okay, moving on. How's everybody doing today? I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Like, I was watching T.D. Jakes the other day, and he was saying, whatever God gave you, your boat, that's your thing to use as your platform to give to the Lord. And you know, I've been having this podcast dream for a minute. I just didn't know how to go about it, and I finally just got in alignment with God and said, I'm gonna just make it happen. Just show me what to do, and I'm gonna do it, and we're gonna do it, and we're gonna make it done. And thus said the Lord. But on another note, I don't know if we got any gamers out there. Like, this is going to be random, you know. Like, I just talk about stuff I like. I don't know if we got any gamers out there. Kingdom Hearts 3 came out on my birthday. I'm so excited. And I haven't got to play it yet. And I was going to watch it on YouTube. Shout out to the Red Brad and everything he does on YouTube. He's such an inspiration to me. But, yeah, I was going to watch it. And I got to a certain point, and my phone started messing up, and it was like God saying, no, Cayman, don't do it. Don't do it yet. Don't do it. Like, be patient. So I feel like in this season, patience has been my biggest virtue, the biggest key to my destiny. It's just being patient. I moved from my hometown, which is Longview, Texas. I moved from there a couple weeks ago to a bigger city, never stayed in a bigger city like this and never experienced these type of things. I went to the club and it was just a lot to take in, and something told me to stay humble. This isn't your life. You can't live everybody's life. You can't do what everybody does. Like, so ever since, I just kind of been a homebody. Like, that's who I am, though. So, you know, I'm just asking for prayers that I stay strong. I've had to deal with so much temptation since I got here, but, you know, in the Bible it says, when you resist the devil in temptation, he will flee from you. So he has no power over me. He has no power over the calling on my life and what God has placed in me. I want to give a shout out to the church that I've been going to. They're awesome. I love them to death. Don't really know them like that, but from what I see, I love it, and I'm so inspired by it, and I can't wait to be a part of it. That's another part of this patience thing, because God has placed a gift inside of me to do music, and I write beautiful songs for Him, and I'm the Lord of the air. But He's saying, "Come, be patient, work your way up, you know, make them see you without seeing you. They should see you do good deeds, but they shouldn't know it's you yet." So it's just all about patience and me staying focused and being dedicated to the small task that the Lord has for me in this season. And that's what I want to express to y'all and to the world. Just we all feel like we're kings and queens in this thing, like, and true enough, we are, but first you have to be a servant before you can be a king, queen. So wear that coat first, wear that hat first, and God will bless you with provision and bless you to get to the next level and bless you with everything in your dreams. I got a couple things I got going on. I got a job a couple jobs that I've been trying to get since I got here. I have a marijuana case on my background, so I don't know how it's going to go. I went and talked to the hiring person today or whatever, and he was saying, I'll call you tomorrow and let you know, and, you know, we'll just see where it goes. I'll see if we can move you to another position, because they might not want to hire you because of that for this position or whatever, so I'm just not worried about it. But the other job, he was saying, that's a better job, a better opportunity, but he was saying I have to have certain things for this to go a certain way, and in my mind, it's not going to make any sense, because in my mind, I don't see how it could work, because I don't have any of the qualifications for that job. But I was watching T.D. Jakes, and he said the Lord is going to bless you in a position to where you don't have the qualifications for it, and it's going to work out. So that's why I try to get people to realize, like, it's best to talk to God. It's best to seek him out, because all the answers he'll give them to you. Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing gets over my head, because I listen to the Lord. I seek his face. I have my days, like today. I watch my little shows, DJ Academics. They lame to me. Don't get me confused. Like, I feel like they're really confused in a way. But, you know, I have those carnal things that I like to do outside of just being in the spiritual box at all times. And, you know, because we have to be in this world, but we also have to be able to relate to the people in this world. Because if not, they won't want to hear you. So that's one thing that I feel like, it's like the preachers. Like, I watched Jenison Franklin, and he said, I'm not the one that's going to be able to touch the people of the world. That's you. And we have to take that responsibility and realize that the preachers are calling the sheep. We are the sheep, and they are the shepherds. We go to church because we already believe in Christ. We already have a relationship with him at some point. We are the light of the world because we're in the world. So we have to be the beacon of hope for them. And it's all about your actions. It's all about the way you handle situations. God will put you in situations to see how you respond. And that's the thing about it. We always have to be on our P's and Q's, because we never know who's watching. You never know who's watching you to see how you react in a certain situation, especially when you call yourself a believer of Christ. So I just feel like we have to be a lot more conscious of our surroundings, of our actions, of how we move, because we are the beacon for the world. And if we go out into the world and we be exactly like them, no light could be shined. And it's up to us, and we have to take that responsibility and smile through it and be happy for it, because God is using us. And he's not just using preachers anymore. He's not just using deacons and, you know, these people in these high positions. He's using regular people like us. Like, we are the ones that can change this. And that's a great responsibility, and I feel like it's something that we should all be excited about. But back to the game. I love that game. I'm so ready. Oh, I can't wait to get it. I'm going to be so excited. Y'all don't even understand. Like, bro, this game came out on my birthday. Like, is that coincidence? There are no coincidences. Like, this game was meant for me. It was meant for me to have a spiritual endeavor, a journey for my soul. Because the thing about it is, when you follow Christ and you seek him a lot, he'll show you yourself through a lot of little things. And I feel like that's, once I beat this game, I feel like it's going to be just, I don't know. I'm ecstatic, though. So if you have never played the game, you ain't into games like that, this is a generational game. I feel like it's probably going to be the best game that ever came out. And maybe I'm a little biased because it is coming out on my birthday. So what? So, you know, I feel like it's going to be very awesome. Like me. Not to be cocky, but yeah. Yeah, but for everybody that's tuned in, I pray the Lord blesses you. I pray the Lord uses you and guides you. And I pray that you realize that when you listen to this podcast, I want you to imagine the Spirit and realize that the Lord travels through anything. Time and distance isn't a thing for him. I believe that the Holy Spirit is inside of me. And I believe that I am the Lord of the air. I was watching T.D. Jakes earlier today. And he was saying the reason why Satan hates us so much, he's jealous because the job that he had to do, he failed at it. So God gave it to us. And the thing is that Satan was the Lord of the air. He made the best songs in heaven and all that. But he failed. He didn't complete his task. Or maybe he did complete his task. Maybe it was meant for him to fail. But I won't fail. Because I'm the Lord of the air now. So when you listen to my words and you listen to my testimony, because I've been through it all. I look back on my life sometimes and I realize, like, I don't know how I'm not dead right now. I don't know how I'm even in this position. Because I was supposed to be dead. I was supposed to be gone. The Lord blessed me. The Lord kept me. He protected me. I've been through homelessness. I've had so many people turn their backs on me, it's not even funny. Like it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable to me. Like, I don't even understand it when I think about it. Cause these are the people that I love the most, and it's like they turn their backs on me, and it's like I get it at this point though. Because I was strong enough to go through it. My wife, she got addicted to drugs. We both did drugs. This podcast is not discreet. I'm gonna be all the way transparent with y'all. Because everything I went through was for a reason. The Lord brought me through it. And I know that for a fact. I didn't get through this by myself. I know that for a fact. I know that on my own strength I couldn't have made it. With so many people gunning for my head, with so much turmoil in my relationship, so many negative thoughts. The only thing I had was the Holy Bible. The only thing I had was the promises of God. And I stood on them every time. So I've been through homelessness. I've had people turn their backs on me. I've went through dysfunction in my marriage. And through it all, I kept my faith and I prayed to God and I never forgot God. I've had my moments where I forgot God, but overall I was still his vessel. So he was always directing my footsteps, even through the bad. It was always beauty for my ashes. It was always meant to bring me to this place of divine securement, holy spiritual securement with him. And I just thank him. And I go to church, and the new church I go to, I feel the Holy Spirit so much. Like, we was in church last Sunday, and this dude was, like, looking at me because I was dancing to the song. But I dance, like, when I dance, I jig. You know, like, I'm not in there just, like, stiff with my dancing when I dance to God music. Like, I dance like I'm in the club. Like, that's just how I praise God. But I feel like I'm bringing a new swag to this. I'm showing that a man of God could be holy filled with the Spirit and it not look lame. If you think it look lame, that's just your vision. But what I'm doing is the same thing they doing. It's just I'm doing it on a much higher level. I had a dream the other night, which I wasn't going to really talk about this because I don't want nobody to take this idea, but you'll never be able to do it like me, so please don't even try. But I had a dream the other night, this movie that I'm going to start working on. It's called Down on My Knees. And the whole moral of the story is prayer. That is the basis which this foundation is built in this movie. It's prayer. When things seem too hard, pray. When the devil seems like he's right at your front door, pray. When the devil sends his minions after you, his demons, his goons, whatever, pray. Because my whole life, especially the last 3 years, the only thing that's gotten me through is prayer. God has blessed me. He has blessed me with the divine intention and wisdom of prayer. I know how to pray. I know what to pray for. I don't pray selfishly. I don't pray for things. A lot of times I just pray that his will be done, that I don't even put a request in. But we have to pray as believers. We have to pray because that's our divine connection with the Lord. We have to make sure we say in Jesus' name because he's the advocate that goes and talks to God about our prayer. This is what I want this podcast to be for us. I want to break down spiritual truths and make them simple for you so that you can understand the reason why these things are so important, why it's so important that we pray, why it's so important that we seek God first, why it's so important that we seek God early in the morning. You see God early in the morning because that's the foundation on which your day will be built. Not saying bad stuff won't come against you, but you'll already have the strength to defeat it. Every morning I get up and I pray the Lord's Prayer. Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The part that sticks with me the most out of that prayer is lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation is my favorite line. Because I feel like every time temptation comes against me, he leads me out. And I see it. But it's just because I put that prayer in my spirit early in the morning. I don't want to wake up in the morning and go throughout my day without God. I'm actually afraid of what I'll see if I don't take God with me. Because I have a case of paranoid schizophrenic. I get paranoid. I'll start seeing people and seeing stuff and it'll start looking weird to me and I'll just be like, whoa, this is just too much. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't trust nobody. But since I've learned how to take God with me everywhere I go and pray these prayers and put him deep in my spirit, all I see is beauty. But God will also use what scares you the most to bring you closer to him. We have to learn that. A lot of times, stuff might be real. It could be fake. But you don't want to stick around to see if it's real or fake. You just want to go to God. That's the smartest thing to do, is to go to the Lord. Go to the one who creates the nights and creates the days and creates the peoples and creates the situations and all these things. It's him. So if I go to him, the creator of the universe, and I ask him to lead the way for me, then I'm pretty sure it's going to go exactly the way he wanted it to go. So even then in death, I could be secure because I know that it was his divine purpose for my life. And that's the thought as Christians that we have to have. These are the theories and the precursors of our life that we have to set. Because this is the only way for us to live the ultimate life. another topic I wanted to get into. I'm trying not to go into too many of them, but I'm just letting the spirit lead me. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about. I told you I didn't write nothing down. A lot of podcasts, they have their stuff already written down. They know exactly what's going to be said. I didn't do that. I just got on here and was like, I told y'all what I did. I prayed and I'm doing it like this. I don't know if this is how I'm keep doing it, but this is what it is for the first episode. But another topic that I wanted to talk about was John Gray. This is one of my favorite pastors. And I say favorite very loosely because I don't put too much stock into a man. I put my stock into the call on his life. I believe God has a divine purpose for him, so it makes me like him a little bit more. Even though we're going to talk about his infidelity, him cheating on his wife and being sneaky and scandalous and all these things. And yeah, like, I can say that because I say those things out of love. But the love in me would not let me judge him also. So I've been going on YouTube. I see all these other people with their podcasts. They got all this to say. And God gives me divine, I can see through stuff. So I see through them, and they're harlots to me. You're speaking on somebody else when you're acting perfect. Like, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And Jesus ain't casting no stones, so who are you? These people are nobodies talking like they're somebody. And you're never somebody until you're somebody in God's kingdom. And we all need to realize that. You're a nobody until God says you're somebody. But, no, I'm going to go a little deeper on that. You can be a king in this world and still be a nobody to a son of God. When Jesus was taken, and they took him to the kings, and it was Herod. I hope I'm saying his name right. But y'all know who I'm talking about. All my spiritual people, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, they took him to him, and Jesus didn't utter a word. Because Jesus didn't have to answer to anybody. Whether you were a king, the president, it doesn't matter. If I could see through your spirit, and you're just trying to test my God, you want me to display my power to test my God? I'm going to treat you like you're nobody. Because I don't have to prove anything. Back to the John Gray situation. I feel like if you are a true child of God, you are a true Christian, it is for us to come together and to pray for our spiritual leaders. I see people say stuff about Joel Osteen. People say stuff about Joyce Meyer. People say stuff about T.D. Jakes. Blah, 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 blah. We could do that all day. People say stuff about Trump. And we have every reason to say anything about these people because they people, right? But God has put them in a position of power for a reason. And in the Bible, it even says, if your president ain't right, you pray for him. We're not supposed to tear people down. That's where we get stuff wrong at. We think we're meant to be judgmental, and we're not. We're supposed to let God be the judge. We're supposed to be the voices that translate the love to the Heavenly Father so that He'll have mercy on His creation because He sees that we love too. Because He loved us first. Jesus died for us. He came here. He only lived 33 years. And He made the hardest decision that a human could ever make. Just being honest. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love my brothers. I say I die for them all the time. But the horrible death that He died, I don't know if I want to go through it for anybody. Somebody shoot you or something like that, that's different. I might could just take that and just go on to the afterlife. if I'm mad, we beefing in the moment. But Jesus didn't do nothing to nobody. He wasn't mad at nobody. He wasn't pumped up off adrenaline like, oh, I know this is about to go down. But, nah, he was very calm, like, and he was tortured. All because of the stuff that we choose to do. So, if you haven't seen The Passion of the Christ, I suggest you go watch that movie. It's a life-changing movie. And don't just watch it. Pay attention. Like, this is just a short version of what he actually went through for us. We should be a lot more appreciative. A lot more grateful. Because he died that we might have life. Like a real life. I look at my life and I realize 28 years in, I was trying to be everybody. I was trying to live everybody's life. I wanted to be the rapper. I wanted to be this. I wanted to be that. And I had to come to the realization that that was never who I was meant to be. I'm going to have my grandma on the podcast. I'm going to have her talk to y'all about who I am. I'm not going to reveal everything too soon. But I was the kid that grew up watching Jesus movies, dressing like Jesus. I always wanted to be Jesus. He was always my hero. And the world told me I had to be the gangster, the thug, the rapper. I wanted to be Tupac and blah, blah, blah. Like, we lose sight of who we are based off of everything we see. If we didn't see this stuff on TV, we would stay pure and be ourselves. But we see it and we think it's cool. And it's not. Being cool is really just being yourself. Because nobody could duplicate you. I talked to my brother. I talked to other people. I'm such in a lane right now that's so unique. Like, when I say, like, my thumbprint is my thumbprint and nobody could be me. Like, nobody could do what I'm doing. Nobody could dress how I dress. Nobody could act how I act. Nobody likes what I like. That's uniqueness. A lot of people are trying to be everybody else. And you get uniqueness from God. Because he's the only one who knows your DNA. He's the only one that knows your divine thumbprint. So, I've had fun talking to y'all for my first episode. Like, this has been amazing. It's been great. I don't know how long it's been, but whatever. And we're always going to close with prayer. Bow your heads, please, and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing me to have this platform to speak to my listeners and to give them divine wisdom and to just conversate and fellowship with good people. I pray that this touches somebody and that your spirit touches somebody and just helps them get through a tough time and just let them know that, Lord, I've been through it all. And if I can get through it, with you, they can get through with you as well. So I pray that over your life. I prophesy that over your life. And I give you my spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.